In 1964, when the James Bond movie From Russia with Love was packing theaters in the United States, Moscow and the West were locked in the deep freeze of the Cold War. Fast forward half a century, relations between Moscow and the West are again in a chill, this time over Russia's arming of rebels in Ukraine. But, disregarding geopolitics, Muscovites are streaming to a new museum show here, Designing 007. Five floors and 500 props, sets, gadgets, and costumes draw crowds to the Multimedia Art Museum. Ekaterina Inozemtseva is the curator.
Really huge, a lot of visitors, so around 15,000 in 4 days.
Inozemtseva says we are far from the 1980s, when Soviets secretly watched Bond films on smuggled video cassettes.
In one of the most popular social networks, ВКонтакте, so the group of Bond fans, of this fan group, is more than 20,000 people.
For Soviets, James Bond offered an exciting window on the Forbidden West. Danila Matsokin came to the Bond show with his wife and six-year-old son.
My childhood just beginning from the 1780s, so in the Soviet Union, we're fond of James Bond. It, for us, it's just like a surprise from heaven.
Gayan Danilian says Bond movies radically changed her worldview when she was a teenager in Moscow in the 1980s.
The idea of beauty, the idea of adventures and freedom, that was what was motivating all Russians to watch that movie, and style.
Now a grandmother in New York City, Danilian says James Bond contributed to her decision in 1992 to emigrate to the United States. Daniil Kovtun, a Moscow University student, came to the show with his girlfriend. He says the James Bond sex appeal lives on.
He's very cool for the girls because he's a real man and he has weapons, cars, lots of money, he has lots of adventure, so this makes him very interesting.
In Moscow, it is clear that James Bond fantasies cut across borders and generations.
Did you want to be James Bond?
Sure, I do, yes.
You still do? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want to be a Bond girl?
Of course! Who wouldn't? Of course!
Brooke. James Brooke. VOA News, Moscow.